Welcome to Illinois Family Spotlight, a conversation about issues of the day from a biblical perspective, as well as highlights from interviews, conferences, and events. Here's Monty Larrick.
Thanks for making Illinois Family Spotlight part of your day. Governor Pritzker and his allies in the General Assembly are proud of the legislative actions they've taken to make Illinois, at the very least, the abortion capital of the Midwest. Women from surrounding states, which have safeguards in place to protect babies, are choosing the land of Lincoln for surgical abortions or, increasingly, abortion drugs. Well, Donna Williams is trying to counter that. She's the executive director of the PASS Network for Life. She leads the pregnancy care ministry based in Tinley Park that is doing its part to protect and promote life. Donna, welcome to Illinois Family Spotlight. Good to have you here. You're a mother of five.
Yes, I am.
So you're doing your part through PASS Network for Life. Describe some of the services that PASS is offering women who are in need.
Well, first of all, we have free medical services, so women can come to us for a free ultrasound, a free pregnancy test. One of our offices will also perform STI testing and treatment. So those are the medical services we offer. We have an Abundant Life program for those clients that are parents. We offer free baby materials. We partner with an organization called Bright Course, and we ask that our clients will take the courses that Bright Course offers. I mean, there's over 350, so they can get a course on prenatal care if they're pregnant. They can get a course on parenting if they're moms, or relationships if they're single parenting, how to navigate that, how to create and manage a budget. There's an array of life skill courses that are offered through Bright Course. And when they take those courses, they earn free points to shop in our baby boutique. Our supporters and churches will give us items from car seat, diapers, clothing, all of the things that they need for the baby through this program. Now, our program is designed for us to stay in relationship with this client until the child is about 3 or 4 years old, and understand that each lesson or course that they take, the right course, there is also a spiritual application. So what we're doing is equipping our clients for life, for other trials that they may have besides parenting and being pregnant.
Do women, at least some of them, who come to PASS, do they see this more as an immediate need? And then you're talking about a long-term relationship. Do they kind of balk at that at times?
The Abundant Life program is something that we offer in addition to the pregnancy test. So it's more than just a crisis center. Often you hear people say that, well, you're only concerned about the baby. That is not correct. We're concerned about the mom, the baby, and the family. Our goal is to bring families together. And the Abundant Life program is one of the programs that we offer that will help do that and have an extension of just, what am I going to do in this crisis pregnancy? If I decide to make a decision for life, is there something that's going to help me? And the Abundant Life program will do that. We've had clients that have made a decision for life because they didn't know how they were going to take care of their baby. I mean, we're supplementing them through this program for the first, 3, 4 years of life with the baby. Have you seen the price of diapers? You know, these days, we've got formula, all of those things these clients can get through that program. And at the same time, they're equipping themselves for life and getting an opportunity to understand how the word of God is applied to that, if that's what they're open to.
So you're offering them the gospel as well.
Yeah.
Are they accepting of that?
I would say the majority of our clients are accepting that.
Yeah, that's good to hear. And I went on your website, and you say that you're providing these services, these resources, to women in a non-judgmental way. And that's important, isn't it?
Yes, it is, because they're in a crisis. So what we want to do, we want them to come to us. We want them to feel comfortable as we talk about their situation and give them options. You know, we talk about parenting. We talk about adoption. And we also talk about abortion education. So what we want to do is prepare those clients to have all the facts to make the best decision for them, even if they don't choose life. We want to leave that door open for them to come back to us. And that has happened several times. We just had a client last year that had come to us, and she made a decision to abort her baby. Mm-hmm. Now She came back to us this year. She was adamant about the advocate that she spoke to. She wanted to speak to that person and that person only. And the advocate that she spoke to is a volunteer. So she only comes in a couple of times a week. So we couldn't get to her fast enough. And the next thing we knew that she had actually driven to that office and said, I want to speak to this person. I want to let her know that I'm pregnant and I'm choosing life this time.
Wow. Yes. What a change.
Yes.
You have to think that the Holy Spirit was working there.
Exactly. So that's what I mean by in a comfortable, safe, and non-judgmental environment. We're not there to condemn them. That's not our role. Our role is to encourage them to make a decision for life. And hopefully it happens now. If it doesn't, sometimes down the road it will.
Yeah. Donna, you brought up the old tired argument that pro-life folks only care about the baby in the womb. They don't care about women or the baby after it's born. And we know that's not true. But how are you overcoming the argument that pregnancy resource centers are doing a great job of handing out diapers and baby formula, but that's about all they're good for?
Well, in our organization, I know particularly that's not true. We do care about the family. I'm just going to give you a testimony.
Okay.
One of our employees, actually, in a crisis pregnancy situation. At the time, she was in college. She was pregnant. Her mom wasn't sure that she wanted her to go through with this pregnancy. So in this particular situation, she came to pass. We spoke to her and her mom. Well, she made a decision for life. Her mother ended up being a volunteer for our prenatal class teaching nutrition. She later came back to us and was a part of our impact program, which is, I think at that time it was called Living for Intention. And basically it was a small group of college students just encouraging each other in their walk with Christ. She left later, went to Moody, got her degree and pastorship, and she's now on staff as a director at PASS. That's more than the baby. We were able to touch that family for her to become a part of our ministry, encourage her to the point now where she's got a degree. She has her child, and now she's a part of our staff. That gives you a live situation in terms of what we stand for and what we do. So in this case, it wasn't just about the baby. It was about the family.
Yep.
And that's what our goal is. The baby is very important. Yes, it is. But it's about the family.
So a woman, maybe joined by her husband or a boyfriend, visits PASS for a consultation.
Mm-hmm.
What happens next?
She determines what her decision is. If her decision is for life, certainly we would encourage her to be a participant of the Abundant Life program as well as the father. And depend on what that conversation is about in that room with that family. If there are referrals that she needs, you know, we give her referrals for the guy. You know, we do have male advocates. And if there's he wants to be a part of that, he'll have an advocate as well. So we're talking and encouraging the both of them. Hopefully through that encouragement, and of course, we are a Christian organization. So we do offer to share the gospel with the client's permission. One of the things that I've heard is that, you know, we kind of beat them over the head. We don't do that. Christ is a gentleman. We follow his path with that. So just a support system, I'll just put it that way. It's a great support system because we do have male advocates. We do have pastors available to further that relationship in order to give the couple the support that they need.
Discipleship.
Yes.
Yep. Who are PASS clients? Women, black, white, Hispanic, rich, poor, what?
Well, we serve clients from all religious backgrounds and all cultures. So we have Caucasian clients, African-American clients, Hispanic clients. We've served Russian clients. We've served Muslim clients. So whoever walks through our door, we will service them. And we've had the privilege of serving our clients from all of those cultures. We serve clients from all walks of life here at PASS.
Let me just ask you this. Are you seeing an uptick in clients because of inflation and other economic issues such as lack of good health insurance, that sort of thing?
Well, one good thing about our organization is that our services are free. So we're open to all in any kind of economic background. One of the things that we've noted in our organization and other sister pregnancy resource centers is that for clients that have taken the abortion pill, sometimes they will come to us after the fact to ensure that their abortion is complete. they're still, we have an opportunity to talk to them. We have an opportunity to share the gospel if they're open to it. So there's always an opportunity for us to support someone. When you stand for life, whatever opportunity that the door's open, we share that opportunity for life. We share the gospel with them.
Well, we're speaking with Donna Williams with the PASS Network for Life. We want to continue our conversation right after this.
With a woman to look at culture from a Christian worldview, I'm John Stone Street with The Point. A recent Time magazine article detailed the experiences of women who were pressured into using long-term chemical birth control. Although chemical contraceptions are often promoted to women with an appeal to their autonomy, it's now clear that for many women, that's exactly what was taken from them. In fact, what are called long-acting reversible contraceptives, LARCs, such as IUDs and implants, are disproportionately pushed on women who are young, low-income, ethnic minorities, or mothers already. In one story, doctors admitted to pushing LARCs on women whose pregnancy they deemed quote-unquote undesirable. See, from the beginning, the abortion movement has always been rooted in this kind of eugenics thinking. But so was much of the push for chemical birth control. Not to mention, it was pushed by those who saw fertility as a problem to be solved, not a gift to be protected. Women should be prepared to defend their right to give life. Visit the American Association of Pro-Life Obstetricians and Gynecologists website to find a doctor in your area who supports life. I'm John Stone Street.
Thanks for joining Illinois Family Spotlight. Monty Larrick here, along with Donna Williams with the PASS Network for Life. Donna, I imagine there are some folks who are part of the Spotlight audience who might be interested in your work, come alongside your organization, or get more information. How can they do that?
Okay, they can always contact us. Our main number is 708-614-9777, and our website is www.paihelps.org. So we would love to work with them. We'd love to support. We have 5 offices right now that we are servicing clients at.
And those are located where? In Tinley Park, South Holland?
Tinley Park, South Holland, Lansing, North Aurora, and Chicago.
And you're encouraging churches to open a pregnancy resource center within the confines of their building.
Yes, the partnership with the church.
How's that working out?
That is working great. And I think it's a great, again, we're looking at the needs of the client, the needs of the family. Because we're a Christian organization, you know, PASS can only take them so far. So if we partnership with the church, you know, the discipleship of that family can go much farther than what we can take them. And it's still building their faith. It still offer support, family support that they need for their children as well as themselves. So the church is a great partnership for us.
I imagine some churches are saying, well, that's a little bit above our pay grade because we don't have the staff for that. Are you going to need a lot of room?
I must say, God was very instrumental in this relationship that we have developed with Chicago City Life Church. And basically, we have an office in his church. We partnered with the church for the volunteer staff. So there are people from the church that volunteer. That's what we would ask. Someone from the church that we could hire to manage the center. And then we partnership with them in training them on how to service the clients. We also have the equipment like the ultrasound machine and the resources for the pregnancy test. So the partnership is great. We were able to provide the supplies. He provided the space and his membership, and we just partnered together, and it's working pretty good.
And you're encouraging other churches to do something very similar.
Yes, I am. I think it's a win-win for both. Bringing new clients in is a partnership for the church to help build their membership. It's also an opportunity for us to work together in a new capacity to bring people to Christ.
And you're really doing the Lord's work right inside your church. I have a hard time understanding why a church would not say, well, this is a good idea. We've got the space.
We provide the medical staff. I want to make a point here, which I think is great for the church, because the church's membership gets to partner with us. The center managers would be from the church. The volunteers would be from the church. We partnership. The medical staff is from PASS. Mm-hmm. Materials for the Abundant Life program is a partnership that comes from PASS and the church. It's a win-win situation to bring people to Christ and, again, to promote and build membership in the church.
Well, if we have a pastor out there who's listening, how do they get involved with this?
Well, if they're interested, again, you can reach us at 708-614-9777. We will certainly put you in touch with the people that have that responsibility at PASS. We have a board member that's in charge of expansion, and he was involved in putting this particular mission together with the church, and I'm sure he would be happy to talk to someone that's interested.
Great. Let me ask you this. How will the shutdown of several abortion facilities in Illinois impact the work of PASS? What kind of impact would all that have on the work you folks are doing?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question, Monty, simply because you may know that the Planned Parenthood in the Lawndale-Eaglewood area is closed. And we are getting clients now from Planned Parenthood for free medical services. So that's happening right now. We're starting to see that in Chicago.
In a way, that's really good news.
That's good news, yes.
Yeah. Donna, back in 2023, Governor Pritzker signed a bill into law that put pregnancy resource centers in the crosshairs of state government. And the real goal was to regulate them out of business. The courts have put a hold on this legislation or this law, but if it should somehow be enacted, are you folks prepared?
Monty, I will say specifically, this is where our faith kicks in doing the work of God. We know there's always a challenge, but we would continue in our mission. We would continue.
The argument is that pregnancy resource centers, in the words of the proponents of this law, provide misinformation or disinformation. So are you intensifying your training of your people on your staff to say, this is what we have to do to make sure we're above the criticism?
Oh, yeah. We do have curriculum. Their training is it's professional, and it's the curriculum is put together by professional people in the field.
You're providing training so
yes,
that the information you're providing clients is accurate and truthful.
Yes, truthful. When they paint the picture that we're not adequate to do that, that's not true.
When we talk to our friends, our relatives, maybe our enemies, even lawmakers, about pregnancy resource centers, what message do we need to give them?
We are organizations that promote life, the life of the baby and the life of a family. We promote truth with God's word.
How hopeful are you about the pro-life policies of the new Trump administration? Are there signs or actions already in place that the new administration will be more pregnancy resource center friendly? Because we know Kamala Harris and her history as the Attorney General of California, she went after pregnancy resource centers. So are you hopeful with the Trump administration? How hopeful?
Well, let me preface that by saying our hope, being a Christian organization, our hope and our trust is in God. And hopefully this administration will add to what we already do or support.
But are there indications that they will be more supportive of pregnancy resource centers?
I'm hopeful that they will be, yes.
Okay, good. Pregnancy care centers in some other states receive some state funding. PASS is donor supported.
Private donor support.
Why do you want to keep it that way?
We want to keep it that way simply because we don't have to worry about how we're going to survive. If the administration changes, we would lose the ability to offer the services that we have because we're dependent on the government. We won't lose any of the way that we service because we're not dependent upon government support.
And if government money comes your way, it comes with strings attached.
God has been really good to us. We have been in this business for 41 years with private donor support. We want to remain that way.
Okay. All right. Now, along with some financial support, you could still use volunteers and what else?
Oh, yes, we can. Volunteers are the heart and soul of our organization. And really, they are our frontliners along with our center managers. So yes, all I can say is they make it happen. We have some very, very long-term volunteers that have been with us for a long time. And they have the heart for the client. They have the heart for the mission.
How can people become a PASS volunteer?
Well, let me give that number out again, 708-614-9777. Call our office. Let us know that you want to be a volunteer. We'll bring you in for our volunteer orientation, tell you about our organization and what it is that we do and how we do it and the various positions that they can volunteer in. And then we go from there. As always, we could use donor support financially, you know, to do the things that we need to do in our organization. So donor support is very, very much needed and appreciated.
The 40 Days for Life spring campaign getting underway, and a lot of folks will be praying for women outside abortion centers. I imagine you would like to see some 40 Days for Life prayer teams praying outside pregnancy resource centers.
We would welcome the prayer at any particular point in time. Prayer is the tool that keeps us going. It's our spiritual protection and our spiritual guidance. Keeps us humbled in the work that we do. So yes, we would love that. We are a Christian organization. We could not do what we do without the prayer and God's protection and guidance. We ask that you support us in prayer through the spiritual battle that we face daily. We ask that you pray for our sinners, our staff, our volunteers, and our clients. Pray for God's favor in the legal battles that we face as well. We ask that you support us financially as God leads you. Our needs become greater as we grow and serve clients before and or after the abortion process. As I mentioned before, we have 5 centers, and we ask that you support us through your giving of your time as a volunteer. We need more volunteers for the work that we do, and we greatly, greatly appreciate them.
Great. And the website and phone number once again?
The website, www.paihelps.org, and our phone number is 708-614-9777.
Donna Williams, the Executive Director of the PASS Network for Life. And thank you, folks, for tuning in. Do support the work of the Illinois Family Institute. Also, make sure you sign up for IFI email updates. Check out our events page as well. You can do that by going to illinoisfamily.org. Tell your family and friends about Illinois Family Spotlight. And until next time, stay healthy, stay active, and God bless.
For more information about Illinois Family Spotlight, visit ifiaction.org. And to email questions and comments, do so at feedback@ifiaction.org.